The next new data set discussed by the group was a randomized trial presented at ASCO in which patients with advanced disease were initially treated with four cycles of one of several different platinum doublets, and patients without progression were then randomized 2-to-1 to maintenance pemetrexed or best supportive care, and this showed that the maintenance pemetrexed resulted in improvement in progression-free survival and a non-significant increase in survival. Dr. Miller began the discussion.
To me, it has not changed my practice dramatically. I mean, for all the prior studies that have been done, depends on how one interprets them. I always thought that if in clinical oncology you could discern which patients were getting benefit from going beyond 4 to 6 cycles and which weren't, which patients could be followed closely for progression with scanning, and which ones really benefit from continued treatment. So it has not changed too much in what I do. I think one of the issues that comes up, again, is this issue of sort of extrapolation from across the data that will happen in routine practice, is that an individual will be started on a pemetrexed-based doublet with carbo or cisplatin with or without bevacizumab. And the doc in practice, and maybe me at times, or I at times will draw on data from this that I should continue that pemetrexed in maintenance or continue that pemetrexed and bevacizumab in maintenance. And that's going to be addressed in a phase 3 trial, but I think that's a very logical perhaps pitfall or caveat for how not to interpret this data.
Mark, this is a good example of how oncologists get different messages in different tumors. In breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer, people just treat. When they progress, they put them on something else. In colon cancer, it's sort of like that, but then they have sort of the Optimox thing where they try to give patients holidays. You all have had this sort of fixed number of cycles. Now these new data came out. What's the algorithm you're working with?
Yeah, I think when most of us trained, at least when I trained, I was taught that lung cancer, metastatic lung cancer, was a one-and-done disease. You got platinum-based therapy, and that was it. And it's transitioned into what I like to call managing lung cancers like pitching in baseball. You got to get 3 strikes into this patient. We have 3 lines of approved therapy, and I think what Paul Bunn's point is that I think we're looking at just more patients getting active agents and getting exposure to them, and so you're seeing better progression-free and overall survival as a result of getting, you know, 2 or 3 lines of therapy. So my thinking has been, when I see a patient for the first time, you have your first-line decision, but I always say to patients that my goal is that over time, you're going to get exposure to 2 or 3 lines of therapy rather than just a single line of treatment.
Well, one thing that's unusual about this algorithm is you're switching the therapy when the patient hasn't progressed. I mean, you can look at it that way. So is that something that you're doing in your practice?
No, I mean, I think I agree with Vince. I think that this data hasn't necessarily, you know, because of my 3-strike theory in my positioning to try to get exposure to second, third line therapy, I follow the patients pretty closely. As Paul said, you see them every 4 to 6 weeks. You're ready to intervene before they become too symptomatic, before their disease becomes overwhelming, and you get them treated where they still have a good performance status. So this data hasn't really changed how I practice, although how I was practicing was really with the goal of getting these therapies in.
Paul?
Yeah, I think that's the critical element. It used to be you'd give a platinum doublet and go to Europe and enjoy yourself and, you know, forget about it. Now we have multiple agents that improve survival. I agree with Mark. So you need to continue to follow the patient closely. I think there's 2 errors that occur sometimes in practice. One is you don't follow the patient closely enough after the platinum doublet. And so in my practice, I continue to get a CT scan every 6 weeks. But I actually continue to see the patient every 3 weeks to see symptomatically how they're doing. So I think if you do that and you begin your next line of treatment, as soon as there's some either symptomatic worsening or a suggestion of progression on the scan, you will be able to get the 3rd line in. Another thing is patients, when I first see them, I evaluate them every cycle. If people are getting worse on their first cycle of treatment, there's no reason to continue that treatment. You go to strike 2, you know, sometime sooner. The last point I would make is that people who respond to their initial treatment, and that response lasts more than 6 weeks, we often forget that the first treatment worked. Okay, so people will get a taxane first line, have a great response. You know, later they get pemetrexed and erlotinib. You know, that's appropriate, but remember, they responded to their taxane in the beginning. So people who respond and have a long progression-free survival, it's not so bad to at some point reinstitute the treatment that helped them in the beginning.